There are some people who say we cannot tell, whether we are safe or whether all is well. Care who tells me salvation is not real, though the world may argue that we cannot fail, and even though Satan tries to tell me no.
Heard every bit of that song. And what a song. That is, if you turn it on in time. Well, it's great to come to you today with Open Bible Dialogue. Did I miss last Saturday? That just broke my heart when I don't get to be there with you and you there with me, studying this Holy Bible and learning things that will make our life richer and sweeter. Oh, the Word of God is still the living book. Did you know that? Hey, we are in a new era. Not being on last Saturday was kind of disappointing. Just I haven't seen the new president inaugurated. I was so disappointed. I wanted to talk about it while it was fresh on your mind and your heart. Well, we got a great subject today, but we're going to, move around on some different subjects and talk about some great things. But the theme is a wedding that you cannot afford to miss. A wedding that you cannot afford to miss. Now, I don't know anything I could say to you that is more exciting than about that wedding that you cannot afford to miss. In a moment, we're going to go to the Bible. We'll go to Revelation chapter 19 and read a few verses. And I want you reading with me, okay? Very important to me that you're reading with me. But then we're going to talk about those wonderful words we heard from four different ministers at the inauguration of the president, in the name of Jesus. Oh. In the name of Jesus. Are you excited that once again it is acceptable and cannot be denied that you can pray in the name of Jesus? On the school, in the school classroom, in the halls of Congress, in the city hall meetings, in the county commission meetings, school board meetings, in the name of Jesus is officially the way Americans pray. Now, there are other religions, and we don't come against them. We don't try to force people to be Christians. That's not our way. We believe you have the right to choose. But we believe that Christianity is officially the Christian faith, the faith of America. It really is. It really is. We were born in the heart of Judeo-Christian values, my friend, and we believe them. So we want to talk about that. Whatever you want to ask, whatever you want to say about it, you may disagree with it. We'll let you say that. That's your right. We're not against protest. We are against people who use protest as a means of doing damage and tearing up property and saying ugly things and being mean as snakes, you know. Well, we're against that. But we believe in the right kind of disagreement. You understand? Then, I want to talk about abortion. Abortion. You know, the new era has come concerning abortion, my friends. It's really wonderful to know that our president has stopped our tax dollars in the many nations of the world where we go to help people. None of that money can be used to promote or perform abortions. And then, of course, our Congress has passed that it cannot any longer be allowed in America either with tax dollars. And I pray the day will come when Roe versus Wade will be once again absolutely thrown out of the court and will no longer be a matter that you can demand legality in. You know, it's amazing to me. Let me tell you something. You're going to see this beautiful scarf. We yesterday here in our school, we celebrated the idea. Let me get it out in front of you here. The idea of pro-choice, a national school program of pro-choice. Well, the liberals believe in pro-choice when it comes to abortion, but they don't believe in pro-choice when it comes to schools. See, they choose what they think is pro-choice, and they deny what they disagree as pro-choice. Well, I'm going to keep that on a minute and let you know I celebrate with the people all across America that your children should, you and your children should decide where they go to school. And if we pay taxes, then our tax dollars should pay for that, be it in a Christian school, be it in a public school, be it in any other kind of good institution where kids are being taught and trained right. And so we're for that. And we have children in our school right here who are in the pro-choice program, and their tuition is paid for by their tax dollars. And I believe that. And now we've got a person appointed by nominated by the president to be over the National Education Association, and she is a person committed to the right to pro-choice in schools, and it being paid for by the tax dollars. Well, those are good things. A lot of good things are happening. Do you hear me? A lot of good things are happening. A decision by the president to drain the swamp, and I'm 100%. For that, I promise you. I promise you, we need to get crooked people out of our government. We need to get people in there that are your servants, and they have no desire but serve you. No desire but serve you. Well, there are many other issues. Any of them we are subject and open to talk about. I want it to be a free discussion from the Bible, having to do with moral values, having to do with the scripture. You know, the whole idea out there is globalism. Have you been noticing how many times you're seeing that word now? Do you remember? It hasn't been many years ago, something like 20, when if you said globalism, almost everybody in America was against that. But then we've been, you know, brought into it slowly, little step by little step, until it was made emotionally and nationally acceptable and was really taking over our nation. But thank God it's being turned around right now. And I'm grateful, and I hope you are. But we'll talk about it. You know what globalism means, don't you? That means a one world government ruled by the Antichrist eventually. That's his purpose. That's the purpose of the Antichrist, is to eventually rule this world and force you to either take his mark or else you be put to death. Couldn't buy a sale. You know all that great old-fashioned Bible truth. Some of you probably don't, because your preachers aren't preaching it. They aren't telling you about it, but Brother Chambers is. And that's one reason I get calls from places all over this globe, thanking God for an old-fashioned minister who still tells it like it is. Now, I'm 81. My wife and I both are past 80, and Sister Chambers has had diabetes since she was 18, taking insulin every day since she was 18 years old. That's 64 years, and her feet and legs are giving her such a difficulty. Please pray for her. She is the darling of my life, and I need you to ever bear the burden with me that God will give her a miracle and keep her on her feet for me. Oh, that's selfish. I know that sounds selfish, but I care about her, and I love her, and I need her. And her at my right hand is one of the sweetest things of my life. Now, let's go to the Bible. We're going to talk a little bit about a wedding that you cannot afford to miss. A wedding you cannot afford to miss. Now, the lines are open. You can call us. Let me put up the number a moment. I cannot leave it up for but a minute because it gets in front of me there, okay? You see that, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. My email is jrc@paulcreek.org. JRC, you see it right there at paulcreek.org, and there's the international number. Hey, I want to hear from you. You are my guest. Nobody else is my guest normally. You are my guest. I love talking with you, listening to you. We have four lines coming in, and we take them right over the air, and everybody out there, hey, all of my Facebook friends, this has really been a growing part of our ministry is Facebook. I hope every one of you listening right now will share this with all your friends. We could literally have thousands every Saturday hearing these great Bible truths. Before I read the Bible, wouldn't it be good if you would share it and get all those people, friends of yours, people that may not be hearing it, people whose preachers may not be preaching it, people who don't even go to church, people who need to be saved. Hey, I'm preaching tomorrow a sermon, especially for people who don't know Jesus, especially for people who have not been born again. I'm preaching on from the guttermost to the uttermost. That's an old title. I'm sure others have used that title. I used it many years ago, but I rebirthed it for tomorrow, from the guttermost to the uttermost. And I'm going to show you how the grace of God can transform a man's life, a woman's life, a person's life. How the grace of God can literally make a new creature out of them. Now, I hope you've written down the number. I'm going to remove it now because I want you to listen to the Bible and listen to the Word of God. Are you ready? Have you told all your friends? Have you shared it with everybody on your list? Have you? If you haven't, do it right now. Please, all of you Facebook people, share it on your Facebook with all of your friends. Again, I'd love to finish the program today and look and see the number 1,000. I really would. I'd love to see that number of that many people who had been listening at least part of this program. All right, let's go to the Bible. The book of Revelation, chapter 19. Listen now, Revelation 19. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia. I like that. Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come. For the marriage of the Lamb, the marriage supper of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in linen clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. You know somebody who doesn't believe in the marriage supper of the Lamb? Read that to them. And then read that ending part of that. And these, I'm telling you, you can't doubt this. These are the true sayings of God. And when the Bible says something like that, you don't try to deny it or doubt it or excuse it or explain it away. You just believe the Bible. The Bible is the Word of God, the marriage supper of the Lamb. You can't afford to miss it. You can't afford to miss it. I am giving today the sermon I preached on that Sunday a week ago, a CD let me read it, The Magnificent Wedding in the Sky. The Magnificent Wedding In the Sky, free CD that I'm going to give you if you call right now. The ladies are standing by to take your call and to answer your inquiry. Put you on hold if you want to speak with me. I want your questions. I'd love to have some questions about this great marriage supper. I really would. I talk about it occasionally. I'm really excited because, you see, 81 years old as of Thursday a week ago, 81 years old, I'm not far from that supper. It's not going to be long. I'm going to be sitting at that great table. What a day that's going to be. Can't hardly wait. I want you to be there. I want every listener I've got all the way from here to Australia, up in Ukraine, down in South Africa, South America, up in Canada. I other day checked on my list, and the second largest list of readers to our open Bible dialogue on internet, now this is internet, not a Facebook, was China. China, the country of China. I hope that means they were listening, not trying to cyber attack me. Don't know about that, of course, but I can tell you we got good protection, and we're able, I think, to keep ourselves secure. We did have a problem last week from somebody messing us up. I don't know how, and I know people don't like me because I preach the pre-trib rapture. Did you know there is incredible hatred against the coming of Christ in the sky to rapture his saints out of here up to be with him? Why would anybody hate that? Why would they hate it? If they don't believe it, okay. If you don't want to believe it, that's fine. But don't hate somebody who does. Don't fight somebody who does. Don't attack somebody who does. You know what proves to me I'm right is how many people attack what is right. That's what proves to me I'm right is how many people attack what is right. Now, friend, I love you. I love you dearly. You're special to me. And I want you to understand the great wedding supper. Oh, it is so close at hand. It really is. Oh, I got to take that off. That's a little warm. But I wanted you to know we celebrate in pro-school, pro-choice school, okay? That your children, you have a right to choose a Christian school if you want that. And we want you to make that choice because we believe it's absolutely incredibly necessary for children's well-being to have a basic education that includes the Bible, that includes the truth of God, that they know the story of Jesus. I preached yesterday to our school body on one of the great sayings of Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I only covered the first part. I am the way. And I gave them seven reasons why Jesus is the way and how important that is to them. And it was really a good message. I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on the Bible. It really was. Now, let's hear from you. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, email jrc@paulcreek.org, and we'll talk about whatever is on your heart if it's in the Bible. You know, I've said that now. We'll take questions on many areas as long as we stay in the confines of the Holy Bible. Stay in the confines of the Holy Bible. Now, this Bible has a lot to say about that marriage supper. So while you're calling, I'm waiting on your call. I want to hear from you. I want you on the air with me. I want to answer your questions. I want to deal with whatever is on your heart. And while you're calling, I'm going to take you to a couple of places, some very important scripture. In the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that's what Jesus said now, to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. How could you be plainer than that? I go to prepare a place. I will come again. I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Pretty plain, isn't it? That's what Jesus said it. St. John 14, 1. If you want to go read it, I quoted it right, just like it is. You know, that's how important that marriage supper is, because that's why he's coming to get you. He's coming to get you in the rapture to take you back to the wedding in the sky, to that magnificent wedding in the sky. Again, that's the gift I'm giving today, a CD sermon the magnificent wedding in the sky. The magnificent wedding in the sky. Now, while you are calling, I'm waiting on your calls now. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Paul Creek, JRC at paulcreek.org, and I'll go in a moment to my emails, okay? So get some emails on there. I want to try to talk with you out of my heart and help somebody with this Bible today. So grab your phones, make it busy, will you? All my new leader, listeners and watchers by Facebook, grab your phone. Facebook friends, grab your phone. Maybe somebody would like to ask the question that you've got on your mind to ask. And when you ask it, they'll hear the answer. And so you'll not only bless yourself, you'll bless them. I mean, that's why I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here because I want you to hear this great word of God. And I want you to get it deep in your heart, in your mind. Now, while you're calling, ladies are standing by. 704-391-0588. Please use that number. If you're using a cell, most people have unlimited numbers of people they can call on their cell without expense. So it's always important. Use that if you have it. And instead of our 800 number, we pay for the 800. We're willing to do that. But you help us when you use your cell that you have unlimited calls on. Okay? Now, in the book of Revelation, in the book of Matthew 25, there's a beautiful parable. I've read it before, probably several times through the years, and I want you to get it. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Notice the bridegroom. I'm talking about a wedding that you cannot afford to miss. Did you notice those words? Say that to somebody in the room where you're at. Say that to your husband or wife. Say that to your children. This is a wedding that you cannot afford to miss. It really is. Why would anybody choose this world over the things of our Christ and our Savior? Why would you choose the limited things of this limited world? Life is so short at the longest. If you should live 80 and 90 or 100, life would be nothing compared to eternity. 10 million years from now, where would you be? 10 million years from now, where will you be? Ask yourself that question. Where will I be when 10 million years have passed? Will I be in the lake of fire in great misery with no escape? Or will I be with my Father and the Savior, my brothers and my sisters, and the psalmist David and the prophet Isaiah, and the writer John the Revelator, and right on through the Bible, you can name them. You know, people you know, and maybe mom and daddy. Great Christians, and they're already dead with the Lord. Oh, my friends, I wish you'd get this and get yourself ready to meet the Lord. I really do. Again, I'm preaching tomorrow on from the guttermost to the uttermost. From the guttermost to the uttermost. Nothing is worse than the gutter of sin. And nothing is more beautiful than the uttermost of salvation. Being born again, being washed in the blood, being saved by the beautiful grace of God. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, when I'm doing these programs, you do me an injustice if you sit there and listen and you don't call with your questions. You do me an injustice. You do all of your friends an injustice. I'm not going to give your name. You say somebody recognized my voice. I can handle that. I can't do anything about that. If you have a distinct voice, maybe some won't. I don't recognize many voices. And so don't worry about that. What difference does that make anyway? You listen to the radio and you're interested in an answer. You don't agree with something or you do agree with something. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. I'm reading now. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were wise and five were foolish. The wise, they that were wise or they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took their lamps oil in their vessel with their lamps. But the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamps. You say, I don't believe that. Oh, you wouldn't deny the word of God. Surely, You wouldn't deny the word of God. Surely, I sure hope you wouldn't. You know, the Lord's coming soon. You don't want to deny that. Hey, grab your phone. We want to hear from you. You're important, and you're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir, Brother Chambers. I was wanting to ask you a question. And by the way, I appreciate what you're doing, brother. I really, really do. You blessed me with your radio station.
I am delighted.
Thank you very much. I was wanting to ask you a question about Hebrews chapter 11.
Hebrews chapter 11, the chapter of faith.
Yes, sir.
What is your question?
Where God had sent Abraham to go 50 miles and offer up his son Isaac as a burnt offering.
Yes.
And I know that was a test. I'm kind of confused about that. Did he actually offer him up?
No. God stopped him. Don't you remember? He was standing there with a knife raised, and the Lord stopped him. And there was a sacrifice caught in the webs behind him, in the thorny bushes. And he had the sacrifice. God provided it. Abraham maybe expected that, but Abraham was willing. You see, Abraham had a pagan background. And in his pagan background, this would have been acceptable. But God was changing him from his pagan background to the Christian forward. And so the pagan background made this acceptable. But when Abraham got there, God was ready to change him over to the Christian concept. And so Abraham was a picture of the old pagan, heathen religion of the past giving way to the faith of Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I thought. It was basically just a test.
It was a test.
But faith, to see how much faith Abraham had.
Well, Abraham believed God. He was true. He didn't know his name. See, Moses is the one that discovered the name of God. I am that I am, which is Jehovah. But Abraham didn't know that name. But Abraham knew that God was real, and he trusted him, and he believed him, and he obeyed him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I sure appreciate it.
Oh, I'm delighted. Are you ready for the rapture?
Yes, sir, I sure am.
You are ready to go up with Jesus?
Yes, sir. I read my Bible every day, 4 or 5 chapters a day or more.
Okay, live close to him now. Don't just read the Bible. You pray, you seek the Lord. I love you now.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I love you. You know, that's wonderful. That was a good question, by the way. I mean, what about that? God was taking Abraham out of heathenism. He didn't know the God that he was serving. He knew he was real. And God was changing him. So God calls him to do something that was a heathenistic kind of practice and takes him as he proves that he really believes God and gets to the point where he's about to sacrifice his son, and God stops him and introduces him to the faith of Christ, to the real faith. So it was a transition. One of the greatest transitions in the Bible was that transition. It really was. Hey, good question. See, those kind of questions help a lot of people. They really do. So I want your question. I guarantee you there's 1,000 of them out there if you just grab your phone and you could ask them. I don't have time for 1,000. But I'll take, 10 or 15. It would be a joy, because I want you to learn every great thing about this Bible, because there's nothing more wonderful than the Holy Bible. There really isn't. There's nothing more wonderful than the Holy Bible. Let me go here and see what I have on the email. I'd like to never miss people who contact me. Here we go here. Well, I thought I had the right thing up there, but I guess it isn't. Let me try that again. Let's see if I can bring up the email. Here we are. I'm looking for your question. I don't have any on here that I see, but you grab your phone or your tablet and send me an email, or your computer, whatever. Your mouse. I'll get it right in a minute here. Oh, I'm telling you. Sometimes I get amazed at me. I got a lot to learn yet. But I tell you what, this Bible is wonderful. This Bible is absolutely breathtaking. You need to live in this Holy Scripture. You need to live in these truths of this great Bible. They need to be a part of your life. So grab your phone now, 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Now, I'm looking for one phone call after the other. We'll talk about the wedding in the sky that you can't afford to miss. We'll talk about the aborting of babies and how horrible, sinful, wicked that practice is. And thank God for the president and vice president who are taking a stand against the killing of unborn children. I am so grateful. They're getting ready to move the embassy of the United States from Tel Aviv to Washington. To Jerusalem. And I am excited about that. That's going to be a move that's going to create a lot of anger. A lot of people hate the possibility. I mean, anti-Israeli, anti-Jewish feeling is a worldwide emotion. Anti-Israel, anti-Jews. It's a worldwide emotion, and it's from the pit of hell. I mean, you can't find anything that's any darker and any more wicked than to despise the very family of Jesus Christ and to hate them. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I pray for God's perfect hand of mercy upon them. Then let's talk about school choice. Hey, anybody? Let's talk about in the name of Jesus. Anybody? Any questions? How about the whole business of being careful with the immigration policies and bring in good people who want to become Americans? Bring in good people who want to learn our language and study in our schools and be part of our lifestyle. But people who want to change us to be like them, I have no interest in bringing them here. It is wrong to bring them here. I'm telling you. So let's talk about it. I mean, all these issues on the political spectrum right now, they're open for discussion with me to the best of my ability. I don't know it all, but what I do know, I will share with you. What I don't know, I'll tell you I don't know. You know, I really will. And there are many issues, and they're very important. And the president needs your prayers. I'm telling you, he needs your Holy Ghost anointed prayers. He's in a warfare. He is in a warfare, friend. He is really in a warfare. Now, I really want to talk about this marriage supper. I really do. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your question. I want to hear your feelings. If you think it's not in the Bible, call me. Let's talk about that. Let's see if I can help you. Hey, I'm here to help. I'm not here to be your enemy. I'm here to be your friend. I'm here to reach multitudes for Jesus Christ. If I have a burden today, it is that you that do not know Christ would be wonderfully converted to Christ. If I have a burden, it would be that you come to know Him in the beauty of His saving graces. I will give you tomorrow in my message a picture of from the guttermost to the uttermost. I pledge to you that I will take biblical truth and show you the magnificent glory of what happens when a Christian is born again. You got to be drawn by the Holy Spirit. You can't just come when you get ready. You say, I'll get saved when I'm about to die, when I'm old and ragged and of no good to me any longer, and pleasures have turned on my head, then I'll get saved. No, no, no. You'll get saved when the Holy Spirit calls you, or you won't get saved. And if you send away your day of grace, you're just in trouble. I'm telling you, if you send away your day of grace, you are just in trouble. And I pray that you won't do that. All right, give us a call, and you're on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes. My grandpa was wondering, was the covenant God made with Abraham regarding the Jews conditional?
Would you say that again a little slower?
Was the covenant God made with Abraham regarding the Jews conditional?
Was it conditional? God's covenant was fixed and final, and they will never be excluded. But their receiving the promises of the covenant was conditional. You cannot have a covenant promise if you don't obey the covenant. So any covenant in the Bible is a covenant that God gives us and we receive. And as we live in the covenant, we reap the benefits of the covenant. There are multitudes out there who know the Bible is true. They know it's a covenant book. And God is a covenant keeping God. I mean, God is a covenant keeping God. And so he chose Abraham, and that is fixed. It can never be denied. The Jews have suffered incredible damage when they have broken it, when they've disobeyed it, when they've lived in rebellion and stubbornness, and they've done so many instances. But they are still God's covenant people. Does that help you?
Yes.
A lot of people deny that, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
You see, a lot of people say, well, God made the covenant with them, but because they broke it, God turned them off. There's nowhere in the Bible that is said. I mean, the Bible makes it plain that God is married to backslidden Israel, and that God will keep his covenant and promise, and they will reap his benefit in the day when they believe and when they trust him. Have you got that?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. I am so glad you called. That was an excellent question. I mean that. You see, those are the kind of things that it's great to learn. God keeps his covenant. God doesn't forsake his covenant. God makes a covenant, then you've got to believe it, and you've got to obey it, but it then is yours. So Abraham is the father of faith. Until this day, Abraham is the father of faith. And when I live in faith, I reap the promises that God gave to Abraham. See, I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew by covenant through can't get them to come out right. I am brought into that covenant by his grace. And I'm part of the covenant. I'm part of the covenant. And the Jews will come back and they will be in the covenant again. And thank God for that. And so we, contrary to nature, I was trying to say that, contrary to nature, we have the covenant of Abraham. Thank God for living the faith of Abraham. Thank God for the faith. That's what Jesus Christ is. Paul, the great apostle. I'm writing a book, as you know. I should be through now shortly. And that book on Apostle Paul, Saul of Tarsus, who became the Apostle Paul, a wonderful book. And he really makes all these covenant things of the Old Testament wonderful in his 14 books. If you've never read the 14 books of Apostle Paul, you need to read them. Start with the book of Romans and go all the way to Hebrews. 14 books, and they are wonderful. They are really wonderful. All right, grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Hey, let's don't waste a minute. And I want to give you this. Now, you don't have to talk to me to get this. All you got to do is call. It is a free booklet to everybody. And today I'm giving a CD of the sermon I preached 2 weeks ago on the magnificent wedding in the sky. The magnificent wedding in the sky. Oh, that is a good booklet and a good sermon. And it will bless you. And I want to give it to you. I'll give you the CD. You can order the DVD if you desire, but that is a little price. We have a big burden here financially. I need new partners bad. I need new partners bad. I'm praying for 1,000 new partners this year so that for one time, we get it all paid up. And you see, we only owe payments on this building one more year. This building's worth $3.5 million. And we built it from scratch a little over 20 years from the time we moved out of our old building that was taken from us by our denomination. And we was in a school for a year. We moved in a metal building out back for a couple of years, 3 years. Then we built and moved in this new building. And our campus is really beautiful, really beautiful. And could I tell you something? We got a motto, a theme I really love. Love will meet you at the door. Love will meet you at the door. And I mean that, brother, sister, young person, teenager, young child. I mean every word of it. Love will meet you at the door. Now, grab your phone. I'm waiting on you. Want to hear your call? Those were two good calls about Abraham. They really were. You see, the Bible is full of things like that. There are 10,000 questions that you could come up with in the Bible and just sit down and spend a few hours. It is so much. I wish I had about 100 of you that would spend some time every week getting ready with questions for me so I can help everybody out there, because people have questions and I can tell you what I think you want to hear and what I think you need to know. But when I know your question, then I can answer the question that you want to know. And I love doing that. I really do. It's one of my purposes for being here. You know, this is the 43rd year, don't you? We started in 1974. This is the 43rd year. Over half of mine, Sister Chambers' life, have been spent here every Saturday with you. Every Saturday, over half of our life. And I have loved it. We still love it. I go get her now most of the time because she just doesn't like to drive anymore. She's got a little pickup. She's pretty good with it. But, it just makes a difference when you get up here in these years. And we struggle with it. Yesterday, I had to finish up my shower and go in and tear up the tile and put new tile in my shower. County work. Could have hired it done, but I give my money to the work of the Lord, so I don't usually have any extra money. I don't take money from radio. No, don't send me no gift. I'll put it in the church. Just send it to the church. We're here for the kingdom of God. We're here for the blessings of Christ. We're here to lift up Jesus. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross. Now, I know I better go for a moment here and see if I can find the right way and not cut off something I shouldn't. Sometimes I do that. Let's see if we got anything here on the webpage. I mean on the emails. Emails, I don't see a thing. I was hoping I'd have several good people out there that would send some top-notch things that I could really bless you with. That's what I like. I like blessing you. I'm not here to get a blessing. I'm here to be a blessing. So send it, email jrc@paulcreek.org. Send it, email jrc@paulcreek.org, okay? I want you on the line. I want your question. I want to answer your question. I want to help you. Now, while you're calling, I want to tell you something. When I heard ministers at the inauguration of President Donald Trump, when I heard ministers praying in the name of Jesus, I came unglued. I bawled and cried and shouted and praised the Lord because I know the power of that name. And I feel like something has changed even in the spiritual realm of this nation. Because once again, people are saying in the name of Jesus. And any preacher out there that doesn't pray in the name of Jesus is wasting his time. Anybody that tells you you don't have to say in the name of Jesus doesn't know the Bible. And they don't know the truth of Scripture. The name of Jesus is the authority of the Bible. The name of Jesus is the authority of the Bible. Every promise in the Bible is based on the power of that name. Based on the power of that name. So when you pray in the name of Jesus. Could I tell everybody listening to me? So, Facebook, internet, radio, YouTube. It doesn't matter. I almost said Outback. Good place to get a steak. But I want to tell you, friend, it is so wonderful. It is so wonderful when you know the Bible and you pray in Jesus' name and you begin to see the authority and the message of God, the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. Now, grab your phone, will you? 704-391. I'm going to put the number up again. I declare some of you forget it. I have to be so careful. There are so many different things that I can click on this computer in front of me, and I have been known to click on the wrong thing a lot of times. You understand, sometimes I can't hardly see what got in front of me. Let's hit the right thing, and I make mistakes, but I promise you this, I'm giving it my best, and I will do so until my toes are turned up, or until the rapture comes and I'm out of here. Oh, wouldn't that be something if the rapture would occur today? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let me hear from three or four people who are ready for the rapture and you're excited about the marriage supper. Are you looking forward to sitting down in that great banqueting hall, that great banqueting occasion with millions and millions and multi-millions of saints of old, innumerable numbers, 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands? And having this great feast with Jesus Christ when the feast is over, and the time comes, we're going to crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You do know it's the body of Christ that crowns Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's his children. It's his family. It's his body. The church is his body. I am one man in love with the church. I have loved the church since the moment I was saved. I mean, I have loved the church. I've always had a joy in going to the house of God. I love the house of God. I love the house of God. I hope you do. If you don't, you get good and saved. You really get transformed. You go from the guttermost to the uttermost. You'll love the house of God too. I really believe that. I believe we've got a lot of people who have none but religion. They're from place to place and pillar to pillar and doctrine to doctrine and thought to thought, and they can never get anchored. They can never get settled. They can never become committed. Oh, that is so terrible. You get anchored in Christ. You get totally surrendered to Christ. It'll change everything about you. It'll change everything about you. Now I'm listening and I'm waiting. My phone's open. 704-391-0588. I'll take them down because you've already seen them, okay, if you're looking. And maybe you're on radio, and of course you can't look if you're radio. You can't see them, but you can hear me give them. 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, and then toll free, 1-800-338-7884. Everybody that calls gets this new booklet. It is wonderful. It is one, a wedding you cannot afford to miss. Now, you see some stains on it. I dropped it. It got rained on. But it's okay. I left it at the mailbox accidentally. Didn't know it. Didn't mean to. But that's okay. You say, Brother Chambers, are you getting old? Yeah. Do you sometimes act like an old man? Yeah. Does sometimes you get a little faint? Yeah. But I tell you what, I don't give up. I just get back up and take off again. Get back up and take off again. Hey, grab your phone now. I'm going to wait for your call. I am not going to give you off the hook. Grab your phone, 1-800. I want them one after the other, and I want to talk to you about anything that concerns you with this great Christian faith. And I would like to have a testimony or two. Somebody that's really in love with the Lord. Somebody that's really in love. Well, the lines are all open, so you don't have an excuse. You really don't. Call quickly. We are here to help you. Now, don't forget, here's a wedding in the sky that you cannot afford to miss. Let me tell you, there's a great book in Psalms. Psalms 45. That's all about the marriage and the wedding and the day of celebration. David, King David, wrote this great Psalm 45 and wrote it about the coming wedding and the king and the queen and the guest. The whole thing is beautiful. It really is. If you love language in the Bible that is so, how do I say this? Breathtakingly beautiful. It is language beyond anything. There's no book on the face of this earth that is more of a masterpiece than the King James Bible. It's a masterpiece. It's not only a masterpiece, it's an infallible book. It's the perfect word of the living God. The perfect word of the living God. Now, as you called, I'll do my best to answer any question you have. I care about you, and I want to bless you, and I want you to grow. I want you to mature. I want the things of God to get richer and sweeter and better to you, and I want to be a blessing. Now, here's something I'd like to ask. Do you have a subject that you would like for me to take on a given Saturday that you know a lot of people that don't understand? And you would like for them to hear somebody that could speak with authority and describe that particular doctrine to them. I would love to think, I've been on 43 now, working 42 and a half. And I have done my best to cover every subject that anybody could be interested in. And many of them maybe long ago I need to cover again. I'm working on that week by week. I pray very devotedly for God to give me the right subject, to bring you the right truth, and to be a blessing to you. I really strive at that hard. But you may could bring to me an idea, a subject, or a question that you'd like for me to answer. You can do it right now on the radio. Just grab your phone and call me, and we'll let others hear you as you mention it. And then I'll look for the right time, and we'll do our best to help you and talk about a subject that you're interested in. Now, again, my free gift today is a CD. You know what a CD is? I think everybody out there knows that. It's a sermon, a CD. And it's the sermon I preached Sunday a week ago, 2 weeks ago, tomorrow. And the title of it was The Magnificent Wedding in the Sky. The Magnificent Wedding in the Sky. Oh, man, it is breathtaking. It is breathtaking. to look at all that's going to happen, to see that great company up there in the heavens where we gather together, Jesus Christ, the Lord, the great angels of God, the Father on His throne. That's going to be a magnificent day. That's going to be a magnificent day. If you've never studied the marriage supper, you need to study the marriage supper. You really do. It would be a blessing to you. It really would. You on the air? May I help you, please? All right, let me go back here and try again. Let me see if I get the right one. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers, would you comment on the dramatic thing that happened during the inauguration when Franklin Graham stood?
Yeah.
To his part, he said that the blessing of God in the Bible is rain. And he said as the new President Trump was getting up, it started to rain.
Yep, I heard it.
Comment on that.
Well, you see, Franklin Graham has really taken the Billy Graham ministry back to its original basis. Now, I say original. I don't know that it's all the way back as deeply, profoundly as I would like for it to be. But he's certainly done a lot of good. And he really has spoken. And even his father has commented on that. And so when he steps up there to pray for this inauguration of President Donald Trump, he made that statement that you just said. He said, when you stepped up here, Mr. President, it started to rain. And in the Bible, rain is an evident of the blessings of God. And so he simply declared that God's blessings was going to be on Donald Trump's presidency. Well, I believe that. Every time I watch him and I see some of the struggles he's going through, it causes me to pray. And I don't know the times I have prayed and wept before God for this man, that he will lead us right and that God will work in his life and do wonderful things with him and for him personally and for his family. And so I'm believing God. And so far, it has been a thrill to watch how honestly he is trying to keep his promises to the American people.
Yes, and would you comment, too, that could have been a rebuke on the 8 years of the Antichrist-type system that was put away in the reign of God today?
That's a good thought. I hadn't thought about the negative side toward Obama. But Obama has been the worst president in the history of America. And you know, I feel sad to say that because he has really been such an evil person. You know, even while the president was being inaugurated during the process the last couple of hours there, he sent $200 and some million to the Palestinians who hate the Jews. And he did this as a rebuke both to the president and to the Jewish people. He is a Jew hater. And so it was indeed a rebuke to him.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. And God bless you. Hey, give us a call quickly. You may, if you disagree, forgive me there. If you disagree with something I say, well, that's a blessing of God, I guess. I'm choking up here. But I want to tell you, I am excited. I'm excited about the good things of God. I really am. And all your prayers to put me down are not going to work. God's going to bring me through it. You say, Brother Chambers, you have any tough places? I sure do. What man is he that does it? You read the Bible and God brings us through the valleys and the storms and the dark places just to make something out of us. Just to make something stronger out of us. Just to give us greater faith and greatest commitment to the things of God. Oh, what a joy. Hey, grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Now, I got about 8 minutes here, and I really would like to have your call. I'm going to check the email one more time. I don't know about where my email listeners are today, but they aren't here. That's for sure. I don't know where they are, but they're not helping me out. Okay. Now, you missed an opportunity. You do know that, don't you? All of those of you out there who could have called, could have sent an email, and could have got a good question answered, and could have blessed a lot of other people. You don't know who you bless when you ask the question. And we've got a good subject. Oh, this has been good. The wedding you can't afford to miss. Isn't that great? The wedding you can't afford to miss. And I want you to have that sermon. I'd like to send that to 100 people. I really would. The Magnificent Wedding in the Sky. That's the name of the sermon. I preached it 2 weeks ago. Tomorrow, I'm preaching on From the Guttermost to the Uttermost. I'm preaching about what it means to be imputed. Notice that word imputed. Imputed with the righteousness of God. I'm gonna use that word. I'm going to read about it in the book of Romans chapter 5. It talks a lot about imputation. The imputing of God's right. Did you know if you come to Christ and trust Him, He actually will impute His righteousness to you? And you become righteous in Him? And His righteousness become a part of your life. That's why people are so utterly changed when they really come to Christ. When they really get saved. They are utterly changed. They are made new creatures because they are imputed. Imputed. I love that word. I'll be explaining that word big time tomorrow. I really want you to come and hear that sermon. I really do. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers. It's such a blessing. I'm listening to you on the Facebook. It's such a blessing to hear you and see you. And I just want to thank you for your ministry.
I'm delighted, my brother. I'm delighted. Thank you.
I want to ask you a question. Down through history, there have been people who have tried to exterminate Jewish people. There are a lot of people today. Many Muslims would like to exterminate the Jewish people. Do you think that Jewish people are finally and specially protected by God, and that God still has a role and a plan, a target for the Jews so far as the divine plan and just God's purpose in history is concerned?
I don't know that I heard everything you said, but I want to tell you that the Jews are God's chosen people. They are chosen in a unique way. We Christians are also chosen, but we are chosen by contrary to nature. They are chosen by nature. They are still in unbelief, but they will come to faith at the end of the tribulation period, and all Israel will be saved. You go read Romans 11. It describes it perfectly. Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. You go read that chapter, then read Zechariah. In the Old Testament, next to the last book, and you'll find perfect proof that all the Jews will be saved, they will come to Christ, and they're being cared for right now. Now, the Jews have a dark period coming. The Great Tribulation, to us in the church, is called the Great Tribulation. To the Jews in the Old Testament, it's called Jacob's Trouble. Jacob's Trouble. And they are going to suffer intently, and millions of them will die, will be killed. Will be slain. But out of that will come the renewal of the people of the Jews, and Jerusalem will become the capital of the whole universe. And God will set up, Jesus will set up His throne in the city of Jerusalem on the throne of David, and He will reign over the world from Jerusalem, literal Jerusalem, for 1,000 years. Oh, the Jews are special to God.
Well, that's the thing to shout about.
Did I answer your question good?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, sir, and God bless you. Now, call us quickly. We got time for at least one more call, and I'd love to hear you. I'd love to help you. I'd love to minister to you. You don't know how much I enjoy being a blessing. I really do. Now, I need your help. I need you on my list as supporters. I do. All of my new Facebook friends. And this is celebration of choice week, pro-choice week in schools. Pro-choice, that people have a right to choose the school that they want their tax dollars to go for. And Christian schools now are being brought into the focus. A limited number here in America, but soon I hope it will be unlimited for the whole nation. The person whom Trump has appointed to this position over the National Education Association is pro-choice. Pro-choice, she's really being heralded as a great, great woman and a great blessing for the schools. All right, that's going to be good. So whatever's happening is wonderful. Thank God for it. Now, I want to tell you something. Don't you forget we're still coming down to the end. Just because we're fixing to have a better situation in America and things are going to get better for all of us in our nation does not eliminate this Bible and the truth of the Scripture. We're coming down to the end. The coming of the Lord's at the door. The coming of the Lord is close. I'm telling you, it's close. I don't know the moment, but I believe He's opened the door for us to have a Holy Ghost revival before Jesus comes. And I believe He's getting America where during the tribulation, even after the rapture and the saints are gone, that America will defend Israel. That America will still defend Israel and take care of Israel during the 7 horrible tribulation years. Israel is going to need America during the tribulation years. I know the bride will be gone. The saints will be gone. You say, Brother Chambers, I've never heard that before. Well, I'm here to talk to you about it. I'd love to answer any question. I really would, because these things are imperative. They're important. They're wonderful. And I want you to grow in this Bible until this Bible overwhelms you, until you are just saturated with the Scripture, until the Scripture fills your mind from beginning to end, until the Holy Word is yours. Hallelujah. And you walk in that Scripture. And I promise you, as you walk in that Scripture, your life will be blessed. It really will. And you'll be drawn closer to Him. And your life will be richer. And the things of God will get sweeter as the days go by. Now, remember, our program today, a wedding that you can't afford to miss. A wedding that you can't afford to miss. We talked also about Christian schools and choice. We talked also about abortion and to stop the killing of our unborn children. I'm praying as the president appoints the coming justices that sit on the Supreme Court bench, that He will choose men, women, people who will absolutely help us put an end to killing babies in America. Wouldn't that be something? If Roe versus Wade could be overturned and we could go back to where we protect the life of little babies, I can't imagine anything so horrible as killing a baby in mama's womb. I remember when you never called a woman pregnant. You called a woman with child, with child. I remember when that was changed, and I remember how uncomfortable I felt about it, but didn't have any idea what was really coming down the pipes. Listen to me. I want you to know that a mother pregnant with a child is a beautiful, beautiful thing. It is to be loved. It is to be respected. It is to be cared about, and it's never to be treated lightly. Now, let me give you again. I want you to come hear my sermon tomorrow. I really do. From the guttermost to the uttermost. I like that, don't you? From the guttermost to the uttermost. I really want you to hear that sermon tomorrow. I really do. And I want you to write us now. I want to hear from you. I want you to be my partner. I want you to start sharing the burden of this ministry. Everybody out there ought to give a monthly offering to this ministry. Some could give 100. Some could only give 10. But you ought to give what you can give. Would you do that? Would you be a part of it with me? Come hear me preach Sunday. Remember, next Saturday, be right here. We care about you. We love you. We have no desire to do anything but be a blessing to you. You are important to us, and we want to help you. We want to see you grow and mature. We want to see the hand of God in all your life. I mean, we have no desire for anything but God's blessings upon you. No desire for anything but God's blessings upon you. I love you now. Call me. 704-391-0588. I'm sitting right here. If I can pray for you, call me. 704-391-0588. I'm here to be a blessing to you. I'm here to be a blessing to you. I'm trying to see my radio here. Hallelujah. God bless you. May the joy of the Lord be your strength. May the Let me get that music on. There it is. God bless you. God bless you.
Celebrate, be saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home. I have spent most of my life on earth preparing to take the trip from here to heaven's throne. With the shield and word of God to guide me, it's a comfort knowing I am not alone. So when I